Welcome to Beltway Talk, the podcast of the American International Automobile Dealers Association, where we examine the intersection between politics and the automobile retail industry. I'm your host, Hannah Oliver. Today's episode of Beltway Talk is brought to you by ADESA, a leading provider of vehicle auction and remarketing services with locations across North America. You can find out more at AIADA.org. On today's episode of Beltway Talk, we are going to talk about social media and how it can help dealers engage their senators and representatives to let them know how their decisions directly impact their stores. I am joined today by Rebecca Steele, who is the digital advocacy strategist for Toyota here in Washington, D.C. In this role, she heads up the company's digital and social media advocacy programs. Prior to that, she worked on Capitol Hill. And she brings us a wealth of knowledge about why social media can make a big difference to the issues dealers care about. Thanks for joining us today, Becca.
Thanks for having me.
Can you just tell us a little bit about your background, where you're from, how you got into digital advocacy?
Sure. So I've been in D.C. almost 7 years now, and I'm originally from Salt Lake City, which I know where your chairman is from.
That is correct.
Yep. So I'm from Salt Lake City, moved out to D.C. 7 years ago, and shortly thereafter, I started working for Senator Ron Wyden. I went to college from Oregon. He's the senator from Oregon. I worked for him for 5.5 years as his digital director. And it was right, I was one of the first digital directors in the Senate, and it was right when members of Congress were really figuring out how they could use social media both to communicate to their constituents, but also to hear from them and to get feedback. And more constituents were turning to social media to share how policies were impacting them and to connect with their representatives in Congress.
So you mentioned you moved out here from Salt Lake City. Can you tell us a little bit about what that transition was like, moving from the Southwest to the East Coast? I'm from New Mexico, so it was a little bit of a culture shock.
We prefer the Rocky Mountain West.
Okay.
But so, yeah, I moved from Salt Lake City, lived in Oregon for 4 years, where it was very rainy, but I loved Portland. That's where I went to college, and then moved out here. So it's definitely different. I really do come to the, like, East Coast, West Coast stereotypes of a little more laid back versus fast-paced. But I really enjoy being in D.C. There's nowhere else really in the country or the world where you have such a variety of people working on things that they really, really care about, which I find really inspiring and fun on a daily basis. So I've really enjoyed it. And I think I'm here for the long haul. So,
well, DC probably loves having you. What does your current job entail as digital advocacy strategist at Toyota Government Affairs? What does that involve on a day-to-day basis? Tell us a little bit more.
I'm the first person to have this role at Toyota, which is exciting and daunting all at the same time. And so really the role is developing strategies of how Toyota can use digital tools to tell our story to policymakers. And our story includes that of our employees, our dealers, and of our suppliers. So how do we use digital to get that message to both members of Congress as well as the administration or state and local lawmakers?
And you've been in the role for several months now, I believe. What are you enjoying the most about it?
So I really enjoy the team and the community that I get to work with, like fantastic folks like yourself. There's a wide variety of issues, as your listeners know, that affect our industry. And I really enjoyed learning more about them and figuring out ways to communicate those issues to lawmakers and to dealers and suppliers and our employees.
Since you have experience on Capitol Hill, I think that it's very helpful to our listeners to understand how those working on Capitol Hill, members of Congress, senators, and their staff, how they view digital media. Can you just let us know a little bit about how legislators and their staff are impacted by constituents and their digital media efforts?
Sure. So it's really shifted over the past 5 or so years, and that posts on social media, like letters and phone calls, they really call legislators' attention to the issues that constituents care about. And it's a very accessible and public way for constituents and lawmakers to communicate with each other. And so increasingly, lawmakers are turning to social media to look for feedback from their constituents and then to also use it as a megaphone to speak directly to their constituents and have more two-way conversations, which is really exciting and I think beneficial both for constituents like your dealers as well as the lawmakers and their staff are also, you know, paying very close attention. I worked in a press shop and we would monitor what was being said about not just the member of Congress, but issues and in the community on social media.
So for a dealer who's listening in today, who is pretty active in engaging their members of Congress and their senators on a regular basis. Why would you recommend that they add social media to their toolbox?
Sure. It's a great addition to your toolkit. I like to say it's not the entire mm-hmm. toolkit, mm-hmm. But it's just another way that you can contact your lawmaker. There's a couple unique features that contacting your lawmaker via social media brings. One is that it's public. So you're sharing your story not just to the lawmaker, but with your community who are likely constituents or care about the same issues that you do. And then it also allows you to give a little more color. And by that, I mean you can include a photo, you can include a video, you can tag other folks that may be, you know, impacted, your dealership, your mm-hmm. employees, et cetera. So it really adds a few different dimensions that a phone call or a letter doesn't. It also has the benefit of being kind of out there in the public record mm-hmm. where journalists or other folks who are looking to see what's being said on an issue can see that and can see your story that you're telling to the lawmaker about your store.
So let's just take a step back for a minute. We're talking about digital and social media. For dealers who maybe don't have a lot of experience in this space, do you recommend they use Facebook or Twitter? Are there different tools that you think are better to use for certain things?
I think all tools are great if you use them. So it depends on where you have a presence already or where you want to establish one and how comfortable you are. Twitter has a much shorter character limit. So sometimes that can be less intimidating because you just say one or two sentences and then you tag the lawmaker and it's out there. Mm-hmm. On Twitter, you may need to use two or three tweets because I recommend stating where your store is and where you live just because that's not already apparent sometimes in your Twitter profile or when the lawmaker sees it, it just makes it easier for them to identify you as a constituent. Mm-hmm. Facebook is great. I think a lot of people already have, statistically more Americans are on Facebook, have established communities and presences on Facebook. Mm-hmm. And it can allow you to write a little more in long form. Lawmakers are looking at both Twitter and Facebook, you know, posts on blogs, et cetera. So wherever you're comfortable is a great place to start.
That's good to know. So it's not, you know, Twitter is not the end all be all and neither is Facebook, but kind of make the most of whatever.
Yep, exactly. I just view it as like the stationery that you're writing it on and the channel that you're sending it in. And the lawmakers are looking at all major, you know, social media channels and their staff as well.
Okay. Well, I think you've also touched on during the conversation today about the need for dealers to tell their stories. And you view social media and digital media as a tool to do just that. Can you kind of explain for us what you mean by telling their stories?
Sure. So your story is who you are and your impact on the community and what you're doing. And it's not just, I have a store here, but it's, I have a store here. I have this many employees. This is how I'm involved in the community. This is the service activities that we do. And it's something that lawmakers, they don't necessarily get every single day. They're not at your store every day. They're not part of the auto industry. And so you're bringing this unique perspective to them that they may not be getting otherwise. Mm-hmm. And that is completely unique. You're the expert. You're the one that's living this experience. And you should use that as a way to communicate with your lawmaker. And human beings are natural storytellers and we like listening to stories. And so it doesn't have to be, you know, highly verbose or long. It just mm-hmm. has to be personable and meaningful and real. And I think most of us, that's what you know is your store. And so talk about that.
Having worked for a senator yourself, can you explain for listeners why it's so important for them to share their personal stories when they're interacting with their member of Congress or their senator on social media?
Yep. So what lawmakers get a lot of every day from every single source is stats and facts and figures. But what we would really look for as staff is those personal stories. How is this going to impact the man who owns a grocery store down the business or the woman who I worked for, senator, that cared a lot about internet tax policy, who was selling something on Etsy. Mm-hmm. So we really fought to look for those stories and were so grateful and happy when they were brought to the forefront. And sometimes those stories that people shared brought forward an issue that we didn't or the senator wasn't aware of mm-hmm. that was impacting a small business or a very specific mm-hmm. industry. And so staffers definitely and members sit up and pay attention. When you watch a member of Congress going to a town hall or whatnot, they really engage with folks when they're starting to have a back and forth dialogue And that's usually about the person's lived experience and what their business is or the economic impact of what they do in their community. So it's a unique perspective that the lawmaker is going to get nowhere else. Mm-hmm. And oftentimes if you watch, you know, not all of us are watching C-SPAN late at night, but if you can't sleep, I highly recommend it. The Senate floor, when they go down to talk about an issue, what they're highlighting is individual stories. And so you can absolutely feel free if you have a relationship with your member of Congress, say, hey, I know that you care about, you know, trade or tariffs, and I'm happy to provide more information about my employees at my dealership. If you'd like to use that as an example, mm-hmm. please feel free to go ahead. And oftentimes they will, and they'll be very, staff will be very grateful that you've offered to tell your story.
Yeah, I'm sure getting some personal information from their constituents can sometimes be hard to tease out from everything floating around out there. So I think that's a great note for listeners. I interviewed you for our magazine a few months ago, our spring magazine. We did a feature on social media, and I know you had a lot of good pointers then about kind of some do's and don'ts for social media that dealers should take advantage of. Would you be willing to share those with some of our listeners today?
I'm always happy to share. So I think the first one, which I touched on and I always come back to as the first thing, is just be real and be meaningful. Mm-hmm. And that includes just saying, hi, this is where my store is, this is who I am, and this is why this issue matters to me. And you don't have to be the policy expert on it. You're here just to tell them what the impact would be. Or conversely, I think sometimes gets lost, is to thank your lawmaker for doing something that was helpful for your store. And that's the other thing, is that it's not, you don't always have to use social media to kind of say, I want you to do something, but it's also really helpful to reinforce, hey, what you did was really, really helpful for me. And this is the benefits maybe of tax reform or something else that I'm already seeing and I'm able to reinvest back in my store. So that's number one. I was, be real, identify who you are and where you're from. Mm-hmm. The other thing that I just like to remind people is to make sure, especially if you're on Facebook, a lot of us have different privacy settings, make sure that your post is public, because lawmakers can't see what you're saying if your mm-hmm. post is private.
Yeah.
So make sure that your privacy settings, and you can change it for an individual post on Facebook, make it public so that the lawmaker is able to read your story. So those are my kind of like two big do's. And then my third one, if you want to be like a superstar, which I highly recommend, it's not that hard, is to figure out how to amplify your post. And so that includes letting folks like the AADA know, hey, I just shared my story on Facebook, shoot mm-hmm. an email, would you guys mind sharing it? Or I just shared it on Twitter. And so using the community around you and the associations that you're a part of to amplify and kind of expand your audience.
Those are definitely very helpful. Do you have any don'ts people should just stay away from, just off the top of your head?
The only
hope I'm not putting you on the spot.
The only don't I have, I like to flip into a do, is treat your post like you would a letter or a meeting. Be respectful. You know, don't keep saying the same thing over and over again, just like you wouldn't ask for a meeting every day to mm-hmm. say the same thing again and again. Share your posts. You can share, you know, different versions, maybe once a week or, you know, once every other day, if depending on what the issue is or if it's mm-hmm. evolving quickly. But treat it like it's a meeting. Treat it like it's a letter. Be respectful. Get to the point, and you'll be really successful, I think, in engaging in advocacy on social media.
So I know you've spent a lot of time on Capitol Hill. Can you explain for listeners, or just give us a good example of a time when social media did move the dial on a key issue, so they can hopefully understand just how impactful it can be?
So one of the big issues that was kind of happening right when I was on the Hill and then right mm-hmm. when I moved over to Toyota was tax reform. And from a variety of different angles, big, complicated piece of legislation policy, that was really where we looked to digital advocacy, and advocates were sharing how this legislation would affect them, whether that was the border adjustment tax mm-hmm. if you were a dealer, whether that was, you know, personal income tax requirements and changes. This was a huge piece of legislation. Not every legislator could know exactly how every piece would affect every single person in their mm-hmm. district or their state. And digital advocacy was a fantastic way for folks to communicate that. And those examples were used in floor speeches and press releases and events, and ultimately really helped to shape what the bill looked like to make mm-hmm. sure that it would work as best it could for their constituents.
Thanks for joining us today, Becca. Is there anything you want to add for us?
I just wanted to give a shout out to all of our Toyota Lexus dealers. And we are, as Government Affairs, we're on Twitter now, at Toyota Policy. Feel free to follow us for updates that about the auto industry and public policy that might affect you.
Thanks for joining us today, Becca. I think all of your insight has been really beneficial for our listeners. And for you listeners, make sure and find AIADA on Twitter with the handle at AIADA_news, or find us on Facebook and LinkedIn. Make sure and join us again next time for Beltway Talk.